For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What happened to Kyle Filipowski over the weekend? That's not on the Wake Forest fans. That's on Kyle Filipowski. Like, if you saw the overhead shot, he's the one that stuck his leg out while a fan is storming the court, and he's the one that decided that he was going to flop. In no way, shape, or form is Kyle Filipowski a victim in any of this, all right? Let's cut that out, first of all. What happened over the weekend to Kyle Filipowski is not the case in point when it comes to being against court storming, because he absolutely could have controlled what happened to him. Sticking your leg out and trying to trip a fan while they're court storming and getting hurt and injuring your ankle in the process, it is not something where you can then place blame on Wake Forest or on the stadium staff. That's on you, Kyle Filipowski.
That was Chris Canty from Unsportsmanlike. I also think that it should be noted that Kyle chose to go to Duke and then also chose to lose on the road. Further examples of easily pointing the finger at Kyle Filipowski. It's your fault, Kyle. If you don't want to get run over by students, win. Or go to a place where it's not a big deal to beat you. Like go to, I don't know, Longwood. Connor O'Neill covers Duke and Wake Forest at Connor O'Neill underscore DI was at the Joel on Saturday. How are you, sir?
I'm, I've got the Twitter bit where I screenshot Bobby Portis headshot.
Yes.
For the eyes popping out. That's kind of me right now after listening to that clip.
Oh, my gosh. Look, I said before, like, and I saw it on Twitter, people blaming Filipowski. I'm not even sitting here blaming Wake Forest. I'm not blaming the fans. I'm not anti-court storming. But if you blame the athlete there, I just think you're misplaced. And I'm trying to be as kind as possible. Go ahead.
I honestly think that I don't really care if he threw an elbow or stuck his knee out. Like, I'm not 7 foot. I don't know how a 7-footer walks. But Kyle does take long strides. I've seen the part of it where it is our most primal instinct, fight or flight. And when you see dozens of people running into your space, it triggers that.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
I mean, self, you're just trying to protect yourself at some level. Right? You're trying to get out of there without getting hurt, and obviously it didn't work. Filipowski, whatever. I mean, we don't know what the status is. John Shire said ankle in the postgame. It turns out it's knee. That's probably a lot worse than ankle if you think about it, but all we can do is kind of wait until Duke releases whatever the information is, and they've got a game coming up. And maybe we'll know by the time they take to the court, right? Maybe we'll know who is it that they've got coming up this week. You might
Louisville on Wednesday night.
They don't need Kyle Filipowski. Well, I shouldn't say that. They probably do need Kyle Filipowski. It wouldn't be a great sign if he wasn't going to play in that game anyway. All right, let's talk about the game because I think the game was significant, and I don't think there's any there's no proof here about Wake Forest other than we all thought that they were a good team, and at least Saturday they played that way against an outstanding opponent. What's your read of what we saw?
Yeah, thank God we're going to talk about the game because that's the best game I've seen all year. And right. I'm pretty sure it's the best game I've seen since the 22 Final Four with Carolina and Duke. And I don't know if any game I ever see from then on will supersede that one. But, I mean, just such a high-level game. You have so many talented players. And in a game where he needed to be the best player on the court, Hunter Salas was the best player on the court.
Yeah.
And Wake Forest had him. Everything flowed through him. He was open on the kicks from Duke doubling down in the post in the second half. So Duke had to adjust. And then when they adjust and start taking that away, that's when you have Andrew Carr step up and make a few buckets down low. That's when you have Cam Hildreth hit a corner three. Cam Hildreth has had a busted wrist for more than a month now. It's not gotten any better, even though he's had all kinds of different stuff on his wrist.
Right.
It's not like it magically healed. Like, he still needs surgery after the season. And he's the guy that hits the three to make it a chasing situation down the last couple minutes. Just so many high level plays. You know, Duke was a lot more balanced. Like, you have Filipowski, I think it was Filipowski, Roach, McCain, Proctor, all in the 17 to 14 point range.
Yep.
Proctor played really well for having a concussion about a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
And you have it's execution down the stretch is what John Shire talked about in the post game when he wasn't talking about everything from afterward. And you have Jeremy Roach has been the steadiest player for Duke all year, and he turned the ball over twice in the last 2 minutes.
Right.
And those were crushing. And that's the kind of stuff that you're going to get next month. And we got a taste of it. And we got, you know, Wake got their signature win. It felt to me going into the game and then everything about the game felt like it was the same thing we saw Wake do 7 years ago. They had a home game against Louisville late in the year. It was a top 10 Louisville team. Wake's resume was not metrically the same as this year's, but they needed that signature win to push them over the top. And a John Collins-led Wake Forest team beat a Donovan Mitchell-led Louisville team. And it was a lot like that. It was Wake's.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
You know, here we are moment. We're not picking up a quad one win. You know, there's quad one wins where you beat a top 30 team somewhere.
Yes.
And there's quad ones where you beat a top, you know, the 63rd ranked team on the road and you can just kind of snipe one.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah. For Wake, it was the former and it was their arrival moment on trying to get back onto the national stage.
Connor O'Neill covers Duke and Wake Forest. You can follow him on Twitter. I can't speak suddenly. At Connor O'Neill _DI. Here's the thing about it. Because they keep referring to these as it's a quad one win. They're blank and blank in quad one. I'm like, Can we look at what these are? Because a road win at, I don't know, actually I can use a Sun Belt team. A road win at JMU or a road win at App, which is, look, we just talked to Dustin Curran, so I'm not going to use them. But a road win at JMU and a home win over Duke or North Carolina, they ain't the same animal. I'm not saying that winning at JMU is not difficult, but those are not the same animal, but they are treated the same by the people who are in the lower left-hand corner box on your screen during play, because we can't sustain ourselves by simply watching a good basketball game. And I don't think that happened during the Wake-Duke game, but it happens routinely during the week. No offense, I like Joe Lunardi. I've known him for 25 years, 30 years. I don't need to see him on my screen during the game. Real quickly about Duke, because I think I saw more good than bad signs out of that game for Duke. Late game situation, Jeremy Roach of all people turning the ball over, notwithstanding, I thought I saw more good out of the Blue Devils than anything else.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I mean, of course they'd like to win the game, but it's more the fact that, look, they went into this three-game road swing, and I think Mark Packer asked me, I think some other people asked me before it, is Duke a Final Four contender? And they're such a hard team to evaluate this year, because they've lost now three games since the first week of December, but they had a high-profile loss in the first week of the season and then lost two road games to bad teams at Arkansas and Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
And so it's and then every time, you know, they lose a home game to Pitt, they lose at Carolina, the at Carolina game, that game is always going to be seen through the prism. Like, that's going to be the one on which they're judged. I went into this three-game road swing saying, I want to evaluate their, you know, top-tier, upper echelon of college basketball credentials based on how they play in this next three games. And they had the Jared McCain explosion at Florida State.
Yep.
They had an utter thrashing of Miami on the road. Granted, a shorthanded Miami team.
Yeah.
And then they played a high-level basketball game that they just made one or two less plays down the stretch than the other team. And the other team happened to be at home. So, I come out of it saying, I think Duke is right there in the next tier with, I think it's UConn, Purdue, and Houston. And then I think it's the next tier. And that's where Duke is with, you know, your Auburn, Tennessee, Carolina. They're right there. They can beat anybody in the country. And against one of those top three, I mean, they're teams that you would see in the Elite Eight or Final Four. And I think Duke could hang with them on a good night.
Yeah, I think they're more matchup dependent maybe than some of the other teams there, because I think physicality can definitely impact them. But they're also going to play for the ACC regular season championship, if that matters, barring a surprise, when they take on the Tar Heels at Cameron Indoor next Saturday. Yeah. So I think that's what it's going to be like. I think Duke still has to play Virginia, but I think the Blue Devils are really, it really also depends on the health of Kyle Filipowski, and we hope that he's okay. But again, I thought I saw a lot of good out of the Blue Devils. And I also think that, again, I don't know if Wake Forest proved anything because they still have to do it, but I think the end of the regular season schedule for them, like if Wake doesn't go, I mean, you could lose to anybody, but I think if they don't go 4-0, they've kind of made a mistake.
Yeah, I think 3-1 also should put them in. And one of, you know, they've got two on the road this week. They've got two at home next week. And the one at home that I'm really looking forward to is the last game of the year.
Clemson.
Yeah, which I think would be another quad one. The silly thing about the quads is Wake Forest went into the weekend with one quad one win and came out of the weekend with one quad one win because Florida dropped from like 29 to 31. we tracked it from Florida climbed up there. So a couple weeks ago, Wake retroactively got a quad one with Florida moving into it. And now they're, they get the big win against Duke, and hey, guess what? Florida, I assume Florida lost. I don't even know, but you know, Florida dropped a little bit, so you're still on one quad duty. But yeah, I mean, Wake now has to go on the road twice this week and prove it. They can win on the road. They have done it before. They've done it this season. It's just not been very frequent. And that was the point that Steve Forbes made this morning, was the game at Notre Dame tomorrow night is just as important as the game against Duke. It's one game in the win or loss column. And, you know, the shine is going to be off the Duke win in a hurry if they blow one at Notre Dame.
Yeah, don't lose that. I think the win at Virginia Tech might be the one that really puts him in, because road wins obviously mean more and all of that. But, I mean, who can figure out the net anyway? Wake Forest suddenly moved up to, like, number 20, 28 after being in the 40s based on a blowout road win of somebody who ain't that good. So it just – I can't figure it out. The net is maybe the dumbest metric I've seen. Of all the dumb metrics, I think the net might actually be the dumbest of all of them. Connor O'Neill, Deacon Illustrated, Demon Illustrated. It's everything at Connor O'Neill _DI. Man, I appreciate your time. I'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.